Here's your host, Chelsea Edwards.
I gotta show y'all. Do we have a little red here? Okay, because it is Valentine's Day. Hey, besties. Welcome to another episode of Chatting with Chelsea. Now, today, whether you are booed up, bestied up, or just loving on yourself, we have got you covered with this episode. All right, we are going to decorate for a Galentine's glow up that your friends will never forget. Plus, we've got an easy, sexy dinner for two. But first, don't forget about those kids, okay? We want to include the whole family when it comes to our Valentine's Day celebration. So, welcome to Nell Sloan of Adorable Cookies.
Yes.
Adorable name.
Thank you.
So, you say that cookie decorating can be a good Valentine's activity for the family.
Absolutely. It's a way to get your kids off their iPads, away from the TV, and they'll get lost in this for hours. I promise you, it's a great kid-friendly. And anybody can do it, all ages.
I love it. That is perfect.
Yeah.
Even the littles. All right, so what do we need to get started?
Okay, so the basis of any kind of cookie, whether you're a chocolate lover, whether you, well, I do rolled sugar cookies. So this is the start of my recipe, but flour, sugar, butter, eggs, and a cookie cutter.
Okay.
And then play with some extracts.
Nice. So things we most likely already have.
Yes. Right? All these things are stuff that you have at home. Mm-hmm. So it's not like, you know, this isn't something that you're gonna have to run out to the store and buy a bunch of different things. The icing is gonna be powdered sugar and water.
Oh,
yeah,
that easy, okay.
It's that easy, I promise.
I love it. Okay, so you've got some cookies ready to go for us here.
I do.
What are we doing?
In the theme of Valentine's Day, I made us some cute little pink cookies.
Girl.
And what do all kids love?
They love pizza.
Pizza.
All of them.
Right. So you can tell them, like, we're having a pizza night, but with a little twist.
Nice.
So we are going to decorate pizza heart-shaped cookies.
So freaking cute.
So cute. Okay.
And you have these little labels here.
Yes. So once again, these are all things that you can do at home. These are labels that you can print on Canva, Etsy. You can make them yourself. And whether you want to just do a cute little Valentine's for your kids or you make these for your teachers, this one says, you have a piece of my heart.
I love it. That
yeah.
can like go in the lunchbox too.
Absolutely.
You know, before we go on holiday weekend.
Yeah, with a cute little note from mom or dad. So it's definitely, like I said, all these are fun things that you guys can do at home.
Nice. And to get the pink, would you add food coloring or something to
your
cookies? Okay, got
it. So we started with our recipe, and then depending on the holiday, I mean, have fun with it. You could do pink, you could do red. I mean, for boys, blue, green, whatever color your cookie wants to be.
Nice. Okay.
So we are going to jump right in. I went ahead and prepped your cookie with your crust and your sauce. So we're just going to take our white icing and we are going to go crazy with cheese.
Oh.
So if you're a cheese lover, your kid's a cheese lover, and literally you're just applying pressure and squeezing.
All right.
No rhyme or reason. You're not going to overthink it.
Okay. Just let loose. Have at it. My kid does love some cheese. So it's right up his alley.
Yeah. See, there you go. Look at you.
Yeah. Look at that. You're a cookie decorator. I do this all the time
you
now.
You do. You're doing good. So next, what's next is cheese. Now, because it's Valentine's Day, I'm going to do pink cheese because I love pink.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do whatever color you choose, and we're just going to put some cheese on there.
I like the idea of doing the pink. I might do a little bit of both.
Okay.
You know, let me live my life, be a little creative.
Yeah,
you know?
this is
it's
your
my
moment.
World. Yeah.
There you go.
Now, what do you do with adorable cookies? Is it, you know, you already make all of these for everybody?
You know what? This has just been such a blessing, this business. I've been able to make cookies for all types of athletes, sports teams. My favorite is, you know, my birthday parties and baby showers and local Houstonians. But super grateful. So I can make pretty much a cookie, you know, into anything.
Okay.
Or look like anything.
Look, I messed that up. I hear you got some naughty cookies as well.
Oh, Lord, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go onto the Instagram page, there is a little warning. Valentine's Day. These are for the kids, but you know, sometimes for your significant other, you can have little naughty cookies.
Maybe
too.
Later in the evening.
Yeah, we'll later in the
put
evening.
Those
put
cookies
those away.
Right. Yeah.
When the kids go to bed, you pull those cookies.
There we go.
Look how good your cookie looks.
You know, it's cute.
It looks so good.
So cute. Yay. Okay.
So I went ahead and pre-made some little heart-shaped candies. Once again, cute. This is just powdered sugar and water. Now, if you want to, there's, like I said, different extracts that you can add for flavoring, but you let these sit out overnight and it makes your little cookie candy.
See, I would have thought you bought these in a jar, but you actually made these.
We made those.
That's why you have the cookie business, ma'am. All right. So what else are we adding after we put on our little pepperoni hearts?
Our little pepperoni hearts. Well, I'm a glitter girl, so we're going to go in, and everything's edible, so we're going to go ahead and put a little glitter onto your cookie.
I am with it. Now, where can we find some of this edible glitter?
You know, our favorite store, Amazon. Everything's on Amazon. There's a lot of local stores in Houston that sell cake supplies, cookie supplies, and
okay, same place you get your
cookie cutters. There's lots of places in Houston. A lot of them are listed on my Instagram page or my website, along with recipes for the sugar cookies and for the icing.
Okay, beautiful. I just want to add a little green because, you know, I already eat badly enough on Valentine's, so I'll just add a little veggie.
Add a little green. Good idea. Let me do the same.
There we go. Thank you so much. These are so adorable. Adorable. Okay, so we're...
Look how good you did. Yay.
And you actually ship and everything?
I do.
Your cookies?
I do. Locally.
Yes.
Locally.
And cookie parties.
Yes.
Just like we just had. Okay.
Yes.
Awesome.
I do cookie parties for kids, and I also do adult classes. All of my classes are beginner friendly, so no experience needed. And surprisingly, people, look how great you did on decorating a cookie.
Look at that.
Yeah. So if you ever want to, you know, come help, then feel free.
I'll be your assistant.
Feel free to come
volunteer. Do I get to eat as many cookies
absolutely,
as I want?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Oh, yes.
You guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got the Galentine's layout that you need to have at your house for under $100.
Ooh.
All right, bring the gal. We are spreading the love to everybody this Valentine's Day. So we want to have our gals over for a good time. So we had to bring in Taylor Breon of Experiences by Taylor Breon. You do all kinds of elevated event design from the Galentine's Day to the Super Bowl.
Yes. And galas, parties, weddings, everything in between.
I love that. All right. So it sounds like we got the right person in the house. What is the vibe that we're going for this Galentine's get together?
Our vibe is blush, bloom, and glow. So it's our party theme and also our theme of how we kind of came up with our design.
I love it. Okay. So I'm seeing the blush in the tablecloth here. This is a starting point,
yes,
right?
Yes, this is our starting point. And it's also a good way to come up with your outfit.
Yes.
Matching the tablecloth. So yes, we went with the velvet, crushed velvet linen. So
okay, add a little texture.
Yes, a little texture. I think that just elevates your look overall.
I love it. Okay, what's our next step?
So our next step is our place setting. So you can get your charger plates you can get a nice charger plate from Dollar Tree or Hobby Lobby, or you may even have some already at home, so you can shop your closet.
Nice.
And so then we can work on how you can do a fun napkin fold. So we have a fun one already on our table.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also can do another one, something like this, and utilizing...
Okay, let's hold that up.
Yes.
Like, it's a little easier.
This is a little bit easier.
Okay. This is a little fancier, I feel like.
Yes, this one's a little bit fancier.
It's like a little bunny rabbit.
And these are just some cute little Valentine rings that we repurposed into napkin rings.
Cute.
And so you can kind of put those on the place settings.
Beautiful. All right, so we've got the place settings. What else?
Next, we can talk about our florals. So that's the bloom in our design. And so we have some really cute bud vase arrangements. These are really easy to DIY. You can get you a nice little bud vase. And if you take a look up close, you can see we have a tape in the shape of an X. It really helps you.
Oh.
It helps you to clear tape.
Okay.
To stand up, to keep your stem standing up.
Oh, wow.
And so you can kind of arrange them.
That's the secret, to keep the stems.
To keep them from falling over.
Okay.
So you can pick up some cute florals from your neighborhood grocery store, or if you're a lazy DIYer, you can call your local florist I did.
Nice.
And it makes it really easy. And these are, since they're bud bases, these are also a really cute way that you can give your guests a little gift to take home with them.
Okay, now here's the problem I run into. It seems like as soon as we hit Valentine's week, the prices on the flowers just escalate. Like, they just go through the roof.
They do. And so that's why you can just go in and pick up some of the florals that are already in season. So okay. I just went with pink flowers. Nice. And so they may have white in there, and just use whatever they have in the store and make a cute little arrangement.
Okay, you don't have to get those overpriced red
roses. You don't have to.
Okay.
A nice bud arrangement is really cute. It gives you something to give to your guests to take away. And then I also like to break up the table. You don't have to do a big expensive arrangement. You can do some smaller buds.
Nice. All right. Now these, are you using similar glasses as well for your candles?
Yes. So this is the glow in our tablescape. Ah. So we did floating candles this time. And so all of these, you can find some little vases like this at your local like Dollar Tree or something like that.
Okay.
And so you can get some really cute candles like this. We have some cute pink ones.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a bigger one too, just whatever your design is. Mm-hmm. And you can kind of just place it in there. And if you are, you know, not allowed to have real flames, you can get some battery operated candles like we have up here.
Oh.
And those activate as soon as you touch the water.
So cool.
Yes.
Okay, nice.
And you can get those off Amazon, and they're really handy because sometimes you don't want to have fire.
Yeah.
So these are
to avoid a flame. Yeah.
And these are super quick because it can take you a little bit of time to light all of the candles. So you just kind of drop them in, and as soon as they touch the water, they activate.
And you are ready to go.
Yes. So that cuts your setup time down at least 30 minutes.
Nice. Okay. So how long does it take to put all of this together? I mean, you're a pro, but for the rest of us.
Well, I think when you're doing a tablescape, you do want to kind of get all of your items together and kind of start organizing it. And once you have everything organized, you'll be ready to go. So start with your tablecloth, then go ahead and do your place settings, do your napkins, napkin rings, and then you can kind of go and start placing your centerpieces, and you can start just arranging things in the way that seems best for you.
Nice. How much are we spending? That's what we want to know.
Yes. So we were able to do this table for under $100. So you can get everything at like a local Dollar Tree, local craft store, and of course, Amazon.
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that. I like that price range. And then you have gifts for your gals as well.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Taylor. This is gorgeous. Can't wait to have the homies over.
Yes. Excited for Galentine's Day.
Yes. All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with Chef Sean Osby cooking up a sexy dinner for two. It is time for the lovers. All right, we've got an easy, simple, sexy dinner for two. Chef Sean Osby is here to guide us through it. Now, you know sexy.
Oh, well.
Just letting you know sexy.
You make me buzz.
You
sure,
do a lot. I mean, you do sexy events. I'll say it like that.
I do sexy events.
Yes,
absolutely.
A lot
absolutely.
Of catering all over, across the country, really.
All over the world.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Okay,
yeah.
So such an honor to have you here.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate this.
I love easy as well. So
yes.
Where do we start with this easy, sexy dinner?
Yeah, so I wanted to make this Valentine's Day dinner very, very simple and light. We want to stay away from those heavy, you know, think about those chicken Alfredos or shrimp Alfredos, those surf and turfs, you know.
Yeah, that's the go-tos though.
Yeah, you want to eat that, you want to go to bed, and you can't really, finish the night off.
Keep the night going.
Exactly.
Got you, okay.
So this is something light and fresh to keep the night going.
All right.
So we're going to do a take on a chicken caprese. So it's mozzarella, fresh tomatoes, and basil.
Mm-hmm.
So we got some very nice lean chicken breast here.
All right.
And we're just going to season it with salt and pepper.
Okay.
Keep it nice and simple.
Oh, look, they cueing the sexy music over here.
We don't want any like bold big flavors on this. We just want to keep it nice and sexy.
Oh, okay.
You don't want
okay.
that garlic. You want your breath smelling later on.
You
want to make sure it's nice and fresh.
Great point.
See?
Great, because that's usually you gotta have garlic,
not tonight. Not tonight.
Got it.
All right. So we're gonna add a little olive oil to this pan.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna add these chicken breasts skin down to get a nice sear on them.
Okay, and how hot is the pan?
Pan is nice and hot. You can hear it sizzling.
Yeah, you want to hear that sizzle.
Yes, yes.
Got it. Okay, all right.
So you're going to let that, don't touch it, just let it sear for about 2 or 3 minutes on each side.
Okay.
And, well, you can actually do it just on one side, really. because you really don't want it, because we're going to put these back in the oven to finish cooking.
Ah, okay.
All right.
So leave it alone, let it be.
And so we got some chicken breasts right here. They're like a nice hard, sit around them, they look good, salt and pepper.
Gorgeous.
And what we're going to do is slice a few of these fresh tomatoes off the vine there.
All right, so that's how we need to get our tomatoes. Good
yes,
point, yes. Get them on the vine.
And so we're going to do about a quarter of an inch thick. You don't want to do them very, very thick. You want them to do them nice. You want those tomatoes to kind of melt onto that chicken breast.
Mm.
All right.
All right. I'm excited about this.
Yeah.
Now, what are your plans for Valentine's Day, Chef?
Listen, I'll be working.
Okay, you'll be working.
I'll be working. I'll
okay.
Be working.
You're not booed up?
I'll be in Cincinnati.
Folks want to know.
I mean, I got a little young nice thing.
A little young thing. Okay, wait, no, when you come back from Cincinnati.
Exactly.
Now, you
exactly.
have a festival out there that you're
Yeah,
doing.
It's a Black Wine Festival that I'm headlining, so I'm super excited about that.
Nice.
My first time in Cincinnati. Can't wait to check it out.
I'm excited for you. Okay.
And we also got some fresh mozzarella. So this is going to keep it nice and light as well. Mm-hmm. We're not doing those heavy, heavy, parmesans and the fresh hard mozzarella is thicker, give you a little creamier. But this fresh one is nice and light.
Nice. I like that.
So what we're
going
to do is kind of layer this. We're going to get some fresh basil.
And we can get the basil at the store.
Yeah, right at the grocery store, right in the produce section. I'm gonna let you finish that.
Just don't skimp over it. Okay.
So go ahead and finish that.
All right. Just layer, make it cute.
Make it nice.
All right.
Don't forget the basil. We gotta put the basil in there.
Oh yeah, that part. Skipping stuff already. Okay, bam.
So we're gonna take that. That's how the assembly goes. You're gonna take that, pop it in the oven, and let it just melt down, let it finish cooking. It'll probably take another like 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay, yeah. Look at me. I'm like, I got to finish this. We gotta make sure it's nice and sexy for Valentine's Day. I love it. And then this does not seem like it's a super expensive meal
This is very inexpensive. It's something you can prep ahead of time as well, so you're not working on Valentine's Day. You just want to relax and chill and make it an effortless kind of event.
Okay, is that sexy enough?
That's perfect.
Okay.
It looks great.
Nice.
And so what we're going to plate this with, so we got some orzo pasta. So this is different. We do need a little carbs,
because
carbs give you energy.
You got to have the energy.
So you want to make sure you have some
whatever
energy
you're doing. Okay.
For a little later.
Got it.
So what we did, we took the orzo pasta, popped it in the oven, and gave it a nice little toastiness.
Mm.
So it gives it brings out that nutty flavor.
Okay.
And then we just cooked it like on top of the stove like you would regular pasta.
Okay, so how long are we putting it in the oven?
It'll take maybe 3 or 4 minutes on 400. Put it in a hot oven, let it get nice and toasty and crispy. You'll see it. It'll change colors. You'll smell it as well.
Oh, that's a beautiful tip.
Yeah.
I love it.
And again, you can do this ahead of time.
Okay.
Get it out the way.
Yeah. You know? Okay, so.
I'm gonna slide behind you this way.
Okay, yeah. You do. This is your kitchen now.
So this is where our plate, our chicken and our orzo looks on the plate. And what we're gonna do to keep this nice and fresh, we're gonna add some fresh lemon juice.
Okay.
Just slide here. I'm just gonna cut this.
Don't mind if you do.
Lemon in half.
Okay.
And we're gonna squeeze a little fresh lemon juice on this fresh arugula, just to give it a nice little. Just basically making a little vinaigrette.
All right. Nice. Okay. So you've done a lot of Valentine's dinners in your day.
I have. Yeah. Last year we did a in Atlanta. Let me see those tongs there.
Mm-hmm.
We did a nice Valentine's Day event at this event space called the Slate Room in Atlanta, which is an amazing place.
Ah, okay. But people ask you to do private dinners as well?
Yeah, so I do private dinners. I do anything from 2 people to 10,000 people. So whatever you guys need, I can come and
make it happen.
Make it happen.
Do you do dinners for one?
I haven't done a dinner for one.
Nope, I'm just saying. I know some people are wondering. Okay, all right.
So this is our finished plate. So we got that nice toasty orzo.
Gorgeous.
That chicken breast with the mozzarella and tomatoes and fresh basil. And we put that fresh arugula with all that acidity and nice olive oil. I mean, that's a nice light Valentine's Day dinner.
Yes. We can enjoy it, we're not about to just go to bed and go to sleep.
And also, we're going to add a little chicken jus.
Oh,
right
chicken
around.
Juice.
Yeah, it's just some natural juice from the chicken. Just put that around.
Made a little gravy.
That's all. That's all. There's a little gravy.
That's all. He's using the fancy words. Okay, a little gravy, y'all.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
nice.
That's very nice.
Okay, and then you've got dessert as well.
Yeah. So this is something very, very simple. You know, nobody wants to be in the kitchen baking all night.
Because we also have to get sexy.
Exactly.
We gotta go change and get made up.
So though, this dessert is for like after late night dessert. Something we can do late night.
After what?
After you're done with your night.
Okay.
You want something a little sweet. You know?
Nice. All right.
So I just got a pound cake from the store. Just go to your local grocery store. I made some fresh whipped cream here.
Okay. Now give me the secret to this, because it sounds complicated, but instead of just getting the tub.
Getting the tub, no cool whip. So you just get heavy whipping cream. and just go to work on it. It probably takes about 3 to 4 minutes, just some vigorous whipping.
And then for the fellas, nice that'll get the muscles popping.
Yeah,
that's a nice sexy look.
It's a nice forearm workout. It'll get you going. And also we added a little powdered sugar, a little cinnamon to make it a little Centrelli whipped cream. So it's gonna give it a nice dollop of cream. Who doesn't love strawberries and cream, you know?
Who doesn't? It's very sexy dessert. That's what we need. and very easy.
And I'm gonna have you do a little orange zest on top to give it a little
Put me to work. All right.
There you go.
Oh, ma'am, that's all we need.
You got it.
So for people who have not seen a zester before, where can we get these?
You can buy those at your local home goods store.
Okay. That's what I mean. Some people are shocked. Like, my producer was in my ear. What? Yes.
All right, now just give it a little tap on top.
There we go.
Nice. So that orange, that fresh orange zest will really brighten that whipped cream up, brighten those strawberries up, give that pound cake a nice little flavor.
Smells so good. Yeah. Okay. All right. How else are you setting the scene? You lighting the candles and everything, Chef?
Yo, listen, we setting the scene for real. The candles, the flowers, the rose petals, everything.
Okay. You know how to do it. You're doing it right. And that's why you are the man. All right. Beautiful. Thank you for this very sexy, but easy. Valentine's dinner.
Light and easy. That's what we're looking for.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay. We can keep the night going, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, we'll keep the show going. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Thank you, Chef Sean Osby, for coming in and feeding us so well. I would have you feed me, but you got a girl. Ladies, he's got a girl, he's taken. Okay, where can the people find you?
Find me at Chef Sean Osby on Instagram, Facebook, and all the socials.
So good.
Yes.
It's sexy. So sexy. All right.
I'm gonna get into the dessert.
Yeah, get into that. You guys keep up with us on social at Chelsea Show Fox. Wardrobe provided by Trezor Cache Boutique. Y'all still playing the sexy music? We'll see you on the next Chatting with Chelsea.